Our reading is taken from the fourth Sunday of Easter, and this is the Gospel of John, chapter 10, 11 through 18. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father." The Gospel of the Lord. We are presented with an agrarian image to demonstrate a reality for those of us who call ourselves followers of the risen Christ. And this reality is the difference between a good and bad and faithful and unfaithful shepherd. We are called to be true to our calling. A real shepherd was born to his task. The sheep became his friends and his companions. A false shepherd came into the job, not a calling, but a means to get by. And many of us are just getting by, just to make money. We're not being true to our calling. How many people have just fallen into marriage, accepted a spouse for the time being until the right one comes along, have fallen into teaching, parenthood, political leaders? When we just fall into something and our hearts are not in it, we are so eager to get off the road and quit and give up when things get a little rough. Since our whole heart is not in it anyway, I can let go or even run away when I get the least bit tired or bored. Jesus is described as the Good Shepherd. If we are going to follow the Good Shepherd, then we need to know Jesus for ourselves. There should be no doubt about the fact that Jesus walks by our side every day. There should be no confusion about who is helping us work through our difficult situations. There should be no uncertainty about who will calm our fears in the midst of storms. There should be no wonder about who has supplied our every need. The shepherd calls the sheep to safety, to food and shelter. God calls us to a life free from anxiety and filled with the blessed assurance that we are loved and cared for when we need to make a place for God's voice in our lives. Prayer is the most obvious example. Praying as I go about my daily task, being aware of God's presence around me, throwing comments God's way, and hearing surprising answers. God shares his life with us, and we share our lives with God. If we, the sheep, are going to stay with Jesus the shepherd, then we need to know him as well as he knows us. This is the kind of leadership Christ exemplifies for us, the kind of leadership Christ expects from those who are in leadership positions, mothers, fathers, priests, bishops. Jesus speaks of the flock, which is the church of Christ, and this church, this flock, is open to all. All will come to know Jesus as their shepherd. Unity may be found in our one shepherd, Jesus Christ, as we heard in our first reading. Peter said to the crowd, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Jesus is the gate, and he swings open to admit the poor and the vulnerable. Are we also a welcoming community to those who seek to enter? Or are we the privileged and pure community on the inside, keeping the gate closed to outsiders, or at least certain outsiders. Pope Francis described the church as a field hospital, ministering to the lost and wounded. John has made it clear how much God loves the world, which means we must do our best to keep the sheep gate open to admit the wounded and the lost sheep. We must all hear, answer, and obey one shepherd. Jesus saw his whole life as an act of obedience to God. God had given him a task to do, and he was prepared to carry it out to the end, even if it meant for him to die. His relationship depended on his doing always what God wanted. We sometimes can get an attitude where no one can tell us anything because we are searchers for nothing. When we are searchers for nothing, we become so vulnerable to the wolves, pornography, illicit sexual relationships, drugs, irresponsibility toward family and spouses. The reason why Jesus the Good Shepherd was willing to risk all is that he never lost confidence in God his Father. He was sure that God would never abandon him. But we get bored real easily. As soon as we lose interest in God, as soon as Mass is over, as soon as we finish praying, we go right back to the same searching for nothing. Searching for nothing routine that Jesus calls us out of. I have experienced many Catholic Christians, disciples of Christ, that when life becomes hard and difficult, we can run to the wrong people. We can run to the wrong sources. Instead of running to God, we may run to our good friends, Jack Daniels, Jose Cuervo, and Jim Beam. We know someone who can take the shattered pieces of our lives and put them back together again. We know someone who can reach down into the mess of our lives, pick us up, clean us off, and put us back on the righteous path. And that someone is Jesus Christ, risen from the dead and now seated at the right hand of God, the Father. Because he lives, we have the victory. It does not end with the grave. The resurrection tells us that things will be all right. Because Jesus lived, truth lives, hope endures, love triumphs, and virtue is justified. Because he lives, integrity is legitimated, honesty is overcome, righteousness is proven, and sanctification is empowered. Because he lives, holiness is real, salvation has come, grace is all sufficient, and mercy is invincible. But most of all, because he lives, we too will also live. Amen.